they can hear you.
Okay.
So I'm going to ask you questions. It's divided into two parts. And so some of the questions will be about practice rounds, and other questions will be about tournaments.
Okay.
Okay? So I'm going to start with practice first. So describe to me, what is the worst reaction a coach ever had after you made a mistake in training or during practice?
The worst one?
The worst reaction.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me think.
When it I might did... not be the worst, but what comes to mind? Mm-hmm. You know, like,
the one I don't like. I just don't like coach, like, walking away. You know, like, she's just, like, when she watch out, like, okay, for example, if I chunked it, and then she's going to watch it, and then she's going to be, like, and then she's just, like, walk away.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you feel like that happens often?
No, that's never happened. I think it's happened to me once, but because she walked away because she want me to, like, be with myself and think, you know, like, what is wrong with myself, then she's come back to me later. Like, she didn't completely, like, leave me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But that does not happen to me, like, often.
Okay, so when... That didn't make you feel better when she came back and talked to you after it happened?
Yeah. She will be like, so you... Hey, like, so you figure it out? Or, like... Mm-hmm. And then she was like, you know what? This is what I think. And then she was like... She left because she think... what has happened to me too, like, mm-hmm. she didn't want to think at, you know, at that time, she wanted to think by herself, and then she come back, tell me what is going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at the time, you didn't like when that happened, when you just saw
her. Yeah, I just feel like I disappointed her, you know? Okay. Yeah.
So that's how it made you feel, like, you feel like you disappointed her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, let's say that that shot happened.
Yeah.
So explain how you would have liked for her to respond. Like, what would you have liked for her to do in that moment?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I just want to, like, okay, the best thing she could do to me was, like, oh, no, it's all right, it's just practice round, you know, like, just, like, comfort me and be like, let's try another, you know, like, let's try again, you know, like, and just not thinking about that, just, like, think about, like, just talk about how we not gonna have, like, make that happen again, you know?
Yeah, so not just, like, ignore the situation, but, you know, just be more encouraging and be like, okay, you know, okay. So that's practice. So now I'm going to ask you a little bit about tournaments.
Yeah.
Okay. So what would you describe as a bad golf shot?
For the, like...
Yeah, just for you. Like...
Tournament day?
Yeah. Or just in general. What is a bad golf shot? Okay, tell me tournament first, and then just in general.
For me, it's like, you know, when we're going to play, we have plan. Like, okay, this par four, I'm not going to tee off with driver, but I'm going to play three woods and, like, you know, and then for me, it's like, when I plan to do it, something, and I did it, and it didn't come out what I wanted, that's... For me, it's kind of, like, unprofessional, you know? Like, yeah. For, like, I play golf for a long time, and I can't do what I want every time. I think that's just, like, bad golf. Like, you can't really control yourself, and, like, I feel like that is, like, unprofessional.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you would say, like, if I'm understanding you correctly, a bad shot is when you plan something, plan a certain shot, but then you're not able to execute it in that way.
Yeah.
So, how much room for mistake do you give yourself? Like, when are you like, oh, well, okay, that's just like a missed shot, or, whoa, no, like, that was a bad shot.
I mean, if it's, I'm gonna feel fine if it's like, if that missed shot is not getting me in trouble. You know, if, like, you missed shot and then it's, you hit it really draw and it's going to, like, out of bounds. That is, like, unacceptable. But okay, it's still, like, left, but in a rough. Then, you know, that's it.
Yeah. Okay. So, how do you think coach would define a bad shot? What do you think to her would be a bad shot?
I think not be able to... let me think. It's like, okay, it's the same thing. When we plan to do something, and then I feel like she was like, oh, you can do it. You can do it. Like, I see it. And then I did it. And then it's not turn out what me and her want. She's going to be like, okay, we need to practice that, you know. Like,
yeah. So, let's say, for example, you're in the middle of the fairway.
Mm-hmm.
And you have 100 yards into the green.
Mm-hmm.
And you miss the green. Would you view that as a bad shot as well?
Yeah, I think so.
Because you can still recover from that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like...
Yeah, I think that's a bad shot. I think coach would think that was a bad shot too.
Okay. So, describe how coach usually reacts after you do hit a bad shot during the tournament. Like, how does she usually react?
She's just gonna, in that tournament, she's just gonna be like, it's alright, it's fine, you know, and she's just gonna, like, give me a hug or, like, you know, like, just do this, and, like, it's fine, it's okay, you know, like, she was like, you got it, girl, and then, you know, like, think about the next one.
Yeah, so she doesn't say, like, anything?
No, in the tournament days.
And what about, like, the way she reacts with, like, with her body? Does she, like... do anything that's like,
she's gonna turn around for like 2 seconds and then she came back and she was like, it's all right, girl, you got it, it's fine.
Yeah
And
how does, like, when she turns around like that, does it bother you or
you know, like, to be honest, I didn't see her turn around, I see her turn back.
Okay.
That's why I thought that, like, oh, she was turning around and then now she turned back.
Okay.
Yeah, so I didn't really see she turn around, like, turn her back to me.
Yeah.
But I saw her, she's, like, turned back to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So when coach responds to your bad shot, you tell me, she's like, okay, you know, you got it.
Mm-hmm.
She'll give you a hug, or she'll say, you go, girl,
yeah,
or something like that. So how does that make you feel in the moment?
It's made me feel like it's kind of two sides. I feel like, okay, she's fine with, like, me making a mistake, but then I'm going to feel like, oh, she's say it because she just want me to, like, get mad of myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you prefer her, like, to say those kind of things, like, you go, girl, whatever,
mm-hmm.
or do you prefer her to be like, okay, looky, like, listen, you need to start focusing, and what, like, is there a preference that you have, or?
No.
No?
I mean, like, for example, if I am in a really pressure situation, like, if I really need to make this putt,
mm-hmm.
to win or to go play off, whatever, I prefer her to be like, okay, you need to focus, listen to me, like, you need to, like, you have to make this one. But if it doesn't matter, like, just playing, you know, like, having fun, she's
mm-hmm.
you know, like, just saying positive thing, you know, like,
yeah
you go, girl, like, yeah, you got it, fine.
So, like, throughout the tournament you'd prefer her to be like
yeah,
that positive,
yeah, like,
encouraging,
yeah, encouraging,
when you get to, like, that important moment,
mm-hmm.
where that putt is, like, the difference between a win or a lose.
Yeah.
Then you're like,
mm-hmm.
you need, like, a bit more seriousness.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So when you, like, see coach's reaction after you hit a bad shot, you know, how does that affect your performance going ahead? Like, you might like her to say, you go, girl, you know,
mm-hmm.
just keep going, but then you might play worse, or, you know, if she's like, looky, get your head out of your butt, but then you play better. So, like, how does it affect your performance? Like, what kind of reaction makes you perform better or
mm-hmm.
worse?
I think if she's encouraging me, like, positively,
mm-hmm.
it will make me feel more comfortable
mm-hmm.
in my next shot,
mm-hmm.
and I might make it better.
Mm-hmm.
But when she's just like, okay, fine, you go, girl, and then she just, like, left to see somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And then I will feel like, oh, she didn't even think, she didn't even want to watch me redeem myself,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes, okay, that's cool. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
So in your opinion, and just like based on your experience with coaches just in general, what would you consider to be the best way for a coach to react after a bad shot during tournament rounds?
Yeah, just like I say, like, be like, hey, it's fine, you got it, girl, and then she walked with me to the next shot. Yeah, and then talk to me like, okay, what is this shot gonna be like? What is your situation? What are you gonna do? I think this is, and then she agreed to me what I am going to do.
Mm-hmm.
That would make me feel like it's like kind of make sure that I'm doing in the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be the best.
So let's say, for example, your next shot isn't a good shot either. Like you missed the green or something. Do you want her to stick around until you redeem yourself, per se?
I don't know. This never happened to me, but
yeah.
But let's just think for a second. It was happened to me. I would say.
Yeah, take your time. You don't have to like answer the questions
yeah,
right
I mean,
away. Like
yeah, but like
feedback on past experiences.
Yeah, but I feel like if it's not. If it's still not good,
mm-hmm.
then I feel like I'm going to be like, oh, I'll see you in a few.
mm-hmm.
You know, like, just, like, tell her, like, nicely that I want you to leave.
Mm-hmm.
I want to, like, try to play by myself
mm-hmm.
first and, you know.
So have you done that in the past where you've asked coach, like, listen, I'd prefer if you don't.
No, I have never done that before.
You've never done that before?
Yeah, okay. She just leave. Like, she kind of know. That if she stick around, I will not play better.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's kind of known by herself, by like, for being coach for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's going to be like, you got it, girl, I'll see you in a few,
mm-hmm.
you know, yeah.
Okay, so, I just thought of a question that I wanted to ask you. Are there times when you ask her to be at specific holes? Like, you want her to be there?
Yeah, we...
Like, you feel encouraged by her being at a specific place?
I, for example, in Austin,
mm-hmm.
there's a number 6 tee box that it was really hard to, like, hit out the tee box. And then the fairway, we have, like, strategy for that hole.
Mm-hmm.
And then she told us the day before that she's going to be at the 6 tee box for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was there for everybody, so I think that's good. And
mm-hmm.
I played that shot, that tee off shot. It's good because she was there, making sure that everything is fine. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have anything else you want to share with me, like just in terms of reactions that you've noticed with your coach, like. Stuff you liked, stuff you didn't like.
Mm.
Stuff that maybe annoyed you or frustrated you, made you mad.
No.
Nothing?
No, yeah.
So, did you, back in Thailand, did you have coaches back in Thailand?
Mm-hmm.
Were they female or male?
He's
coaches?
Male.
Male.
Yeah.
Can you pick up like a big difference between the way he coached and the way Coach Jameson coaches?
My coach, back in Thailand,
mm-hmm.
he's kind of like more just like just watching me
mm-hmm.
and then let me play. And then when we all like finish and then she come talk to me and then he come talk to me later, like, okay, this whole I saw you and you were doing this. And then we just like talking about it. But Coach Emerson, she's just like come right away.
Mm-hmm.
Just come talk to you right away. But my coach, he wasn't doing that.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you think because coach is a girl, it changes things a little bit for you as a coach? Like, because she's another female, like, it makes you more
so.
Comfortable sometimes, maybe?
Yeah.
Or less comfortable?
you know, like, sometimes, like, personal stuff, like, if you were having a period,
mm-hmm.
and then you can say, like, oh, I don't feel comfortable right now, like, because I'm having my period, I am having a cramp.
Mm-hmm.
But then, if it's your coach is male, you just,
can't,
yeah, you can't really say that I have my period, you know,
mm-hmm.
like, it's not, it's, I don't know, for me, it's, like,
so,
not a thing to say.
For, like, personal preference, do you prefer having a female coach then?
Yeah.
Compared to a male coach?
Yeah.
Okay. That's good.
You know, and you can, like, do stuff out of golf, too. Like,
mm-hmm.
you, like, finish playing and then you want to go shopping or whatever. Then you won't feel like
mm-hmm.
shopping with the male coach.
Yeah. Okay, good
mm-hmm.
to know. Well, that's all I got.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So what do you think just about, like, the study? Do you think it's, like, interesting?
I think your question was really deep, and I think you get a lot of information for
mm-hmm.
just, like, one questions.
Yeah.
That's really thoughtful.
So, like, I'll tell you, like, some of the stuff that I noticed during, like, the practice rounds, I would see, like, because I'm not there for the actual conversation
yeah.
that people have with their coach, you know. I just watch from a
mm-hmm.
distance. So I look more at body language and
mm-hmm.
kind of see how people react in that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so with some people, I would see, like, during the practice rounds, like, if they, like, had a mishit or a bad shot, like, they would ask coach about it, you know, and they would kind of, like, talk about it
mm-hmm.
and talk about technique and whatnot. But during the tournament rounds, it's like they would pretend coach is not even there. You know, they're just
mm-hmm.
eyes on the ground, you know, just look right ahead of them and just keep going, you know.
Yeah.
Not even acknowledge
coach.
Who is
that person?
I'm not going to tell you.
Oh, okay.
But how do
yeah.
do you feel like you respond the same way during practice rounds to a bad shot that you would in a tournament?
I think I, if it's in the practice round, yeah, I for sure is going to ask coach, like,
mm-hmm.
what can I do to make it better? But then if it's tournament days, then I'm just gonna not talking about it, because you can't really play it again, you know. It's
mm-hmm.
not a rule. You just have to, like, keep going.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so kind of like, let's say you did hit a bad shot, do you want to discuss that shot with coach
no.
during the practice round, or you just kind
oh.
of want to be like, oh well, it's it, you know, leave it in the past, it happened.
Is it practice
you,
round
yeah no
yeah
oh, tournament.
Tournament no I don't want to talk about it.
It's
yeah.
like what okay
yeah
all right good to know
mm-hmm.
well, that's all I got for
okay.
you.
Okay.
I'm in my office, so you can come and sit
yeah.
down with me at any time.
Really nice.
Yeah, I haven't decorated it.
I know.
Time.
This used to be Dr. Dustin Horn.
Yeah.
Office.
Yeah.
Yeah, he used to be my advisor, but then he moved somewhere else.
Yeah, he went to Dallas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.